I'm starting this show 2 seconds earlier than normal. Hey, welcome to the next episode of Design Behind the Mask. I am your host, Carl Waldron. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure to hit the bell on YouTube and subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcasting app. I'm hyped. Welcome back. Thank you for listening. And if you're not listening, why aren't you listening? I appreciate you. Some housekeeping. Please visit me on my website. I don't know where I was going with that. On my website, carlwaldron.com. That's where you'll find everything that I do, whether it's design or writing or podcasting or business starting or entertainment, whatever. It's all up there. It's your gateway to all the things that I do and to this podcast, honestly. This podcast is sponsored by WLDN, which is just my business, and I get to pay myself, and I don't have any money. So the funding is low, but maybe we'll make money off this podcast at some point if anyone wants to hear me babble on and on and on. Today's topic, colors and superheroes or supervillains, either one. And my question to you is, what superhero makes a certain color look good? I will explain. Next year, there is a Wolverine video game coming out by Insomniac Games. It looks very violent, very brutal. Looks very fun if you're a video game aficionado or a superhero lover, as I am. I'm both. And the advertising for it is this big, bright yellow background with Wolverine on top in his, you know, classic Wolverine outfit, the yellow with the black with the stripes, or brown stripes, whatever you want to call it. And the ad is just, I'll put the ad, maybe I'll make the ad the featured image for this, just so you can see what I'm talking about. But damn it, if that dude doesn't make yellow look good. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm not a huge fan of yellow. It is not my favorite color. It's not even in the top five. I don't use it very often. You know, that's a damn lie. I use yellow all the time. But I'm not the biggest yellow fan. We'll just say that. Let's say that. And if you go to my website, ignore any yellow that you see. But Wolverine just makes yellow look good. And I understand. I am biased. I grew up loving Wolverine. He was the X-Men that I always attached myself to. Whenever my friends and I would role play X-Men in the playground, I was Wolverine. That's just what I was. I had the pencils in my hands to mark out the claws. My mom bought me all the X-Men Wolverine figures that she can get me. I had like the 12-inch figure that was really cool. I had the, you know, the 6-inch posable one. I even had this X-Men Hall of Fame action figure box set thing that my mom got me for my 7th birthday, 8th birthday, something like that. I can't remember. But it had Wolverine there posed up in it. Fantastic. I think I still have it somewhere. My mother has it in her house. I should go get that. Anyway, big Wolverine fan. Not a fan of yellow. But Wolverine rocked yellow well. I'll put it this way. I liked his brown outfit more than his yellow and black striped outfit. That being said, when I saw this Wolverine ad, I had two thoughts. One, damn, yellow looks good. And two, what is that typeface that they use to type out Wolverine? It's obviously a custom job. But I really like it. I really do. And I want to find out what typeface it is, or if it's, I don't think they drew it. I think they repurposed another typeface. But I'll look it up. I'll figure it out after this, and maybe I'll put it in the show notes or something. But the whole ad is very simple, very stylized, and beautiful. And the first thought I came was, man, he's rocking that yellow. He's rocking it. And because my brain works this way, my next thought was, how do I make yellow look good? What can I use it in? What project can I create where it's mostly yellow and black? I love that combination. And again, I think that stems from my love of Wolverine. But that's just where my mind goes. Whenever I see someone create a very beautiful, you know, use of minimal spaces and color and imagery, I get jazzed. I'm like, man, I want to make something. I want to make something that'll make somebody feel the way I just felt watching that Wolverine ad pop up. And yeah, it got me thinking again after that, what other superheroes just make colors look good? And this is going to be a very off the cuff, off the top of my head, because all I had was Wolverine planned for this. But the first one that comes to mind is Peter Parker, Spider-Man, classic Spider-Man, red and blue. He just makes that color combo. Him and Superman have very similar color combinations, but Spider-Man's is just a little more streamlined, which is interesting to say. It's interesting I just said that because it's very intricate also. He has the big spider designs all over everything, but it's just, everything just works on his outfit, and he makes that red and blue combo pop in a way that I don't think any other superhero really does with the color scheme, right? I would wager, let's put a bet and put it in the comments. Spider-Man has the greatest superhero suit of all time, bar none. That's a bold ass statement I just made. Let me know if I'm way off base or if you agree with me. I'm basing this off of just the lines. Like, his lines are perfect. It's very sleek outfit. There's no wasted space. It lends itself to very beautiful contortionist positions, and like the outfit just flows really well. He doesn't have belts hanging off of him. He doesn't have, you know, a cape that he has to manage. He doesn't have anything extra, you know? He's very utilitarian. He has his jumpsuit, and it there's a big-ass spider on it, and his eyes are huge, and that's all you need, you know? That's all you need. It's not complicated while being complicated. You know, he's a very... he's not minimalist. Utilitarian is the right word. He has to get to his, appointment with Rhino without having to, like, where are my boots? And I need that belt buckle with the spider on it. And, oh, man, where's my spider car? He doesn't need all that stuff. He has it on, takes off. And you can see that it gets translated a lot with different Spider-Man, like Miles Morales has. A bit more complex. He has the black... I'm basing this off of the Spider-Verse movies. He has the black one with the spray paint, which is a very beautiful aesthetic. A little harder to kind of pull off, but still, same lines, same simplistic viewpoint of, I am a Spider-Man. I'm going to put a spider on me, and I'm not going to complicate this. So, yeah. That classic Peter Parker look is... quite possibly, no half stepping on this podcast. I'm gonna stand 10 toes on business. Spider-Man has the greatest superhero costume of all time. Don't at me, or at me if you want to have a very civil nerd conversation about this in the comments. I can't believe I just said let's have a civil nerd conversation. There's no such thing. People are mean. Please don't be mean to me. I'm just trying to have fun out here. all right. Wolverine makes yellow look good. Spider-Man makes the blue and red look great. Does anyone make green look good? And I know the first thing that pops in your head is the Hulk. He doesn't. The Hulk does not make green look good. He just is green. He does nothing for the color. Big swath of green. There's no contrast in there. He has his purple shorts, but whatever. Let's throw Hulk out the window. He's not a factor. Is there any superhero that makes green look good? Green Lantern? I guess it depends on which Green Lantern you use. Some have better costumes than others. Some have better greens than others. I don't know. Can't think of a good Green Lantern costume. Maybe Kyle Rayner? That's his name, right? That's how you say it. Let me know if it will make green look good. Black? Is there any good, really good black costumed superheroes that they just make the color black look good? The absence of color? I don't know. I'm going down this road knowing that I don't have answers for these, but I guess I'm just setting up the comment section to roast me about the Spider-Man thing and then also give me, you know, who makes what color look good. Damn, I can't think of any others. Red, the first one that came to mind is Deadpool, but that's not fair because the only reason I thought of Deadpool is because of Wolverine and Deadpool. The movie is fresh in my mind after seeing that ad about Wolverine. The first thing, association, Wolverine and Daredevil. Daredevil. Freudian slip. Daredevil makes red look good. There you go. Daredevil makes yellow look good too. Gee. Daredevil makes red look good and yellow look good. If there was an announcement of a Daredevil game tomorrow and they had him in the yellow outfit and they had an ad like Wolverine's where he was in his yellow Daredevil outfit, same reaction from me. I'm like, that's crazy. Incredible ad. I need to go read Daredevil Yellow. That's what I would say. So there you have it. That's 11 minutes for you. That's enough, right? Let me know in the comments. One, which superhero has the greatest costume of all time? And again, I don't want in the comments, I don't want you to say, oh, well, this person, but then there's also this character, but then there's also this character. So I would say that maybe these two are enough. No. If I am silly enough to stand 10 toes on Spider-Man, no exceptions, I just name the character and leave it there. Write the character's name and then write 10 toes. You standing on business. 10 toes forward, facing. Let's go. No half stepping on this show. Let me know. Which superhero has the best costume? Should I say color-wise or design-wise? Whatever, however you feel. Which superhero has the best costume? Hands down, bar none, 10 toes, stand on business. That's number one. Number two, which superhero makes a color that you probably didn't like look really good? And if you're a designer listening to this, is there a situation that you felt how I felt, where you're like, man, I want to use that color now because that use of it made it look really good? You could do a whole series of stuff of, you know, seeing a typeface or seeing a color and be like, damn, that's, maybe I'll do that. Anyway, as I say at the end of all these episodes, I'm still trying to figure out what this show is. The name is great and the logo's fantastic. I wonder what incredible designer made those two things up. But who's the audience? You tell me. Who are you and what do you like and what do you like to listen to and why the hell are you listening to me babble about nonsense? Regardless, I appreciate you. And until the next episode, Excelsior. I can't steal that from Stan Lee. And until the next episode, .. How do I sign off this podcast? To be continued.